Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, January 25th. U.S. stocks are for sale this morning, so you have S&P futures off 30 points. That's about 75 basis points. Dow futures are down 200 points. That's about 60 basis points. And NASDAQ futures are lagging. They're down about 140 points, which is about 1.2%. Microsoft is down 2% pre-market. That is the main culprit behind the selling that you're seeing in U.S. equities. Earnings last night were decent for the December quarter, but the March quarter guidance was a little underwhelming. I go through all of the details on the call in the piece this morning, so take a look at it. But essentially they are noting some caution among their enterprise customer base. They did see a slowing in the month of December, including in the Azure business, the cloud platform business, which is watched very closely. So that's weighing on that stock, causing the entire market to come for sale. You also had a couple of other negatives. In earnings last night, Capital One had a big EPS miss. Canadian National, the railroad company, had cautious guidance for 2023. Intuitive Surgical had negative product news. That stock's getting hit, not so much on earnings, but for what they said about products on the call. You had two hot inflation numbers out today, Australia and New Zealand for Q4. And then just at 5 a.m., there was an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about how Lael Brainard, the Fed vice chair, is apparently the top choice at the White House to become the next National Economic Council head, which is not something markets are going to want to hear, just given that you have heard Brainard in the last couple of weeks, I think, carve out a slightly more dovish path for policy and the economy versus her colleagues. So, I don't think it's a huge development for the Fed. I don't think her departure would necessarily mean a material shift. But I do think it's kind of just going to add to some of the negativity this morning if that does come to pass. The National Economic Council for the markets, as far as the market is concerned, is essentially a useless body. So I think stocks would much rather her stay at the Fed. There were a couple of positive items. So the UK PPI this morning came in quite soft. So a disinflationary figure out of the UK, which is something the markets want to see. The ASML report, so the big semiconductor equipment company out of Europe today, was positive for Q4, and the guidance was solid as well. And then EasyJet in London, the airline company, is rallying a fair amount after a bullish earnings update this morning. The entire travel sector in Europe is rallying in sympathy. So those are the main news items for today. I think the bulk of the market is still bearish. I think that, the bears were feeling confident last week, especially on Wednesday and Thursday. You had the big rally Monday and then Friday. And now on Wednesday, we're for sale in the morning. This is going to be a big test, I think, for the market. If you do avoid kind of a very steep, ugly slump today, I think you'll see more kind of towel throwing by bears as they kind of look forward to the potential for just a further melt up move, especially as we go into next week, where you have some huge macro events, including the employment cost index on Tuesday, the Fed on Wednesday, and then the jobs report on Friday. And then for today's calendar specifically, the Bank of Canada at 10 a.m. expected to hike 25 basis points. This could be their final hike, which would mean, which would make them the first kind of big central bank to finish their hiking process. So that's certainly kind of, I think, from a sentiment perspective, is an important development. So that's at 10 a.m. And then it'll be a very busy day of earnings. So before the open, some of the big ones, Abbott, Boeing, Norfolk Southern, AT&T, and a bunch of others. After the close, you have CSX, IBM, Levi's, Lam Research, Las Vegas Sands, ServiceNow, Seagate, Tesla. United Rentals are after the close. And those are kind of all the major themes and trends for this morning, Wednesday, January 25th. Thank you for listening.